Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing backing up. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, as I always say. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I don't want you to be part of the problem. And I know some of you going, oh, God, you're ever going to stop saying that? No, not until you figure it out. Why would I? Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's all I care about. That's all I want from you guys. It really is that simple. All right. Let's hit some of the... So, first off, some of you don't know. I know, you're a little dull. But as she said, you know, happy Passover to our Jewish friends. Those of you who celebrate. You know, it's really funny because you would think that people just celebrate whatever, and they don't. Just because you're a Jew doesn't mean you're celebrating Passover. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you celebrate, you know, Easter. I mean, seriously. But again, you know, you should at least know what it's all about. Now, Passover, I you know what? Please don't make me say this because I'm going to screw it up. But the Passover is also called, is it Pesach? Celebrates the Israel's liberation from slavery in Egypt. And a holiday takes place, you know, every year during the Hebrew calendar in the month of Nisan, which typically lands in March or April. Now, it, again, I think it's, what is it, 7 days? Something like that, maybe six. And if you have a Jewish friend, you heard us talking earlier today, I mean, you know, earlier in the show, if you have a Jewish friend and you haven't really asked, it's not bad to say to them, look, we've been friends for years, probably should have asked you this years ago, what is Passover all about? What do you eat? What are the traditions? There's nothing wrong with that. And if you think there's something wrong with that, that you're afraid to ask your friend, I'm not so sure that you're afraid at that point. Come on, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love how some of the stuff that goes on, do you know that the Passover was not always celebrated in the White House? Or even really... celebrated or mentioned. And it's only been as of late. I think Trump was the first. My God, you know, open image, Trump is the first. Wow, didn't he hate Jews? Anyway, so again, I don't know if it's happy Passover to those of you celebrating. And then let's talk about the Good Friday. And it's funny because some of my friends will say to me, well, you know, why do you guys call it Good Friday? What's so good about it, right? Didn't that God guy of yours die? Yes. It's Good Friday because that's exactly what was supposed to happen. Right? I mean, some people may not agree with the way I lay it out there. But it really, in all honesty and all sincerity, for a Christian, Christ had to die and rise again, or else this whole thing doesn't work. So in the fact that he died makes it good. Yes, believe it or not, it's a Good Friday because of Jesus' crucifixion. And then again, when you look at what happens on what's referred to as Easter, which is true, it is truly a pagan holiday, Easter or Esther. It's pagan, but Resurrection Day is not. It's really truly what Christians should be calling it. They don't, whatever. And it's the day that Christ rose again. So, you know, and the pagan holiday, the word that they use for Easter, I'm not even going to try. It really has a meaning of you know, rebirth, growth. Everything comes back to life, right? You're going from winter to spring. It's a whole different animal. And it is what they call it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So that's why the whole thing with Jesus in his resurrection, right? It's a new birth. Everything's born again. Everything's comes back to life. So for those of my, again, my Jewish friends, have a great Passover. My Christian friends, hey, happy Resurrection Day, which is what you should be calling it. That's just me. If you wish me happy Easter, I'm okay with that, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. An MSNBC host warns of massive life and globe-altering consequences if free speech comes back to Twitter. Yes, he actually said that. Why do you think they're so afraid of free speech? Now, they'll call it misinformation because it's misinformation. So what they're saying is, you're too dumb to figure it out on your own. You're too dumb to make a change. You're too dumb to do the research you need to do. Are you guys really that dumb not to figure it out? Maybe they're right about you. The same thing that Sonia and I were talking about. Maybe they're right about the black community. You're too dumb to figure out where to go get your driver's license. You're too dumb to read a law. You're too dumb to figure out where to go to vote. Now, you know I don't believe any of that, but that's what they're suggesting. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you're with us. And look, at hop up on the website, realside.com or joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots for you to get involved in. You know, questions. You can ask questions. Like I said, a lot of things happening there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, some of you guys are really sick. I can't even read some of the stuff that you that you've told me. All right, back at it. The MSNBC anchor Katie Kerr joined the meltdown by many on the left Thursday over the possibility of Elon Musk buying out Twitter. Now, if you know, maybe I need a stock person to explain this to me, because really, sincerely, if he wants to buy all the stock he wants to buy, shouldn't he be allowed to? I'm just curious. It's a publicly traded company, which means he should be able to buy the stock he wants or that's available. Now, they're worried about him bringing free speech with fewer restrictions to the platform. Musk revealed on Thursday morning that he had made an offer to purchase 100% of Twitter for $43 billion, right, in the belief that Musk would ease moderation on the platform. Among those panicking was her. She interviewed tech journalist Kara Fisher about the development on MSNBC. She went on to say there were real and devastating consequences for using that platform to lie, and we've seen it happen, said her. Well, no, they've been part of it. Forget about seeing it happen. I mean, seriously. I wonder, Tur added, stammering, you know, in talking about this, you know, it's kind of funny. Elon Musk wants to buy it, but there are massive life and globe-altering consequences for just letting people run wild on the thing. Yeah? Like what? Serious. 100%, she says, but that's Facebook. You know, is really where the real action is, and so this is a very small company, has outsized influence, because media people like it, politicians like it, world leaders like it, and so do Elon, and so does Elon Musk. Swisher went on to joke that Musk sounded like a supervillain and said that the billionaire believes that he is the Marvel superhero Iron Man. She pointed out that Wall Street appeared not to take the offer seriously, since the price of the Twitter stock had not risen after he made the announcement. Now, Tur also expressed serious concerns that Musk might allow former President Donald Trump back. Oh, my God. Why would you do that? When asked why he was interested in controlling Twitter, Musk explained that the platform could be pivotal to development of freedom around the globe. He's right. Look, to show you how dishonest these people are, think about the imams out of Iran that are still on there. The ayatollahs that are still on there. Think about the things that have been said about others in other countries that are still on there. They don't take these people off. Right? Louis Farrakhan. And when he calls the Jews, he's still on there. I mean, we can do this all day long. This is how bad this is. He goes, my strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform, well, it can't be that intuitive. She works for MSNBC. Having a public platform is that maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important. How are you? This shows you the mental deficiencies these people have. They keep talking about inclusion, but Christians can't be included. Old white guys can't be included. Conservatives can't be included. That is not inclusion. You are reinforcing an agenda that nobody else wants. Really? Your agendas, these drag queens, teaching two-year-olds. Look, I got the stories. We've done the stories. We have the proof. Everybody should be exposed to transgenderism from K to 3. No. Parents have a right to do that or not do that. I've been saying it forever. And being, you know, an elected official myself, I say the same thing all the time. The school district has no business, none, teaching your kids morality. They have no business teaching your kids right from wrong. They have no business doing any of this stuff. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Now, yes, it's wrong to punch somebody in the head when you're in school. There are things that are wrong. There are things that we can agree on as a society that's wrong. You know, you think about some of the stuff that's being pushed in school. Right? So, for the most part, though, you have no right telling a child that he has a right to be or she has a right to be a girl, boy, or 78 other genders. You don't have that right. You can explain if some kid has been taught by his parents that he can be whatever he wants to be or she can be whatever she wants to be. And he or she said they identify as non-binary, so therefore they'd like to be referred to as this. Then that child can explain to the other child why they're being referred to that way. You don't have a right to teach that kid that. You're going to find out when these parents start pulling these kids out, go into these co-op. Matter of fact, if the churches are smart, and I mean really smart, the big difference between charter schools and private schools and co-ops. And co-ops are like homeschooling with a group of people, along with a group of people. There's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing wrong with it. And that's what you got to do. More and more of these people are finding these co-ops. They're run by churches, which means your kids are going to be exposed to religion. Oh, my God. Left can't have that. They're going to go nuts with it. You watch. Anyway, it's just amazing to listen to these people talk. Now, Musk at TED Talk explained, he said, my strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization. Love the guy. So anyway, I mean, seriously. Now, it's again, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why does this scare them so much? Right? Why is it that simply having a difference of opinion, and I've always said this, if your opinion is so great, so strong, so real, what are you afraid of? Right? What's the issue at hand? And right now, I do not think that the board of directors has a right to turn him down. I think the stockholders should decide. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States, with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, "Biden is always ready for anything," but added, "We're not sending the president to Ukraine." Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. That's really what I want from you. And the way you do that, really, seriously, is you got to read. You got to read. You got to get involved. You have to have a clue as to what's going on. And take the time to do the homework that's required or needed, whatever word makes you feel better. That's required or needed for you to get the job done. To have an opinion that actually matters or counts. God, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. I know, I got so much going on, I can't keep up with it. I really can't. We were talking about the MSNBC host that warned of the... But, you know, the more I look... Look at some related stories. I mean, these people seriously are coming unglued from every walk of life on this. All over the place. You know, even the morning... What is it? Morning Joe show? Right? These people are amazing. Well, I shouldn't say that way. They're amazingly stupid and self-centered. But it is interesting how they really truly only feel that whatever they believe to be truth is what truth is. You can't have another conversation at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see if I can get this... It never works right the first time. You already know this, right? Well, let's see if I can make this. This is a Morning Joe, and here's their take on what happens if Elon Musk takes over Twitter.
Who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters, they go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts, And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is the job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues.
Did you hear that? Come on, did you hear that? I know you weren't paying attention, right? This is back when Trump was president. This is what Morning Joe had to say about the fear that Trump may set what people think, and their job is to make what people think. Take a listen.
Exactly what people think, and that is our job.
All right, sorry, I didn't go back far enough. I apologize. Here you go.
The economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said. It's
right.
It's who were Trump.
Don't you love it? They admitted to that it's their job to make sure that we think what they want us to think. What do you think? Are you shocked? Because I'm not shocked at all. I know you guys. Hopefully, you guys with brain cells are not shocked at all. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. It never ends. And I frankly actually enjoy it. Okay. And they're having meltdowns over why Joe Biden's approval ratings are in the tank. They're blaming it on the voters. You know, I mean, seriously, this is just out of control. Out of control, stupid is what it is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, these loving, caring people. You know, my argument's always been, right, is that the fact that these guys are fast and loose with your money. They want to give it to everything. Everybody. Everything. Everybody. Right? And what are they doing with their money? That's why I want to know what they're doing with their money. I want to know what charities, what time. I know that Joey B. doesn't have the time to give. He wouldn't know what he was given anyhow. I get it. But according to, let me see, what is this? Who is, oh, well, this is Fox News. Biden-Harris gave less to charity in 2021 than others running similar income. But this is nothing new. Right? And they gave 1.3% of adjusted gross income to the needy. I'm not so sure they did that out of their hearts either. So Joe Biden and Vice President Harris each gave less to charity than the average taxpayer for their level of earnings. Well, that's kind of weird. Right? This is why I hate computers. I mean, bouncing all over the place. The poorest Americans were far more generous than either one of these couples. Biden and the First Lady Jill reported federal adjusted gross income. Ready for this one? You know, they're poor people, right? They know. Why is it that you, some of you more poor people in this country, think the Democrats are for you? Why is that? I have to understand this. So Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden reported federal adjusted gross income of over $610,000. $610,000. Okay? They gave $17,000 to charity. Tammy and I had given that when we owned our other business. We gave much more than that to local charities, including our time. This guy, and they made, with their adjusted gross income, they made five times what we made. And that's not that you say, oh, look at me. But that's to say that a lot of people I know, the guys that I hang around, the people I hang around with, they're willing to give. They understand why they're blessed. According to 2016 data from the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, the average charitable deduction for those making between $500,000 and $2 million is 3.1% of adjusted gross income. Filers earning between $100,000 and $500,000 donated almost 3% of their income. Now, Harris and her honey, I guess he was the first gentleman, They showed a federal adjusted gross income of $1.6 million. Wow. The tax filing showed that they contributed $22,000 to charity. Again, Tammy and I gave more money than they did. It's nuts in years gone by. Those earning under $50,000 who itemized charitable deductions handed out over 8% of their adjusted gross income. Come on, think of that. So, here's people making buku bucks, $1.7 million in one case, $600,000 or $700,000 in another case, and couldn't part with more than $20K in what they made. Right? Biden's charitable giving went to 10 different charities, with the largest gift being $5,000. Right? So, no. This gets better. This gets better. Stop it. So, they gave, in 2021, they gave $17,000, which was so small in the total amount of their income. $17,000, right? And they gave to 10 different charities. The largest one they gave to, the largest gift they gave was $5,000 donated to the Bo Biden Foundation. With all the money he made, if you really believed in that foundation, you're telling me he couldn't give more? With all the assets he has and what he's worth, he couldn't give more? Take the $5K away from there, and he really only gave $12,000. And he gave less in 21 when he made more money than he did in 20. Anyway, it's just interesting. Well, with this release, the president has shared a total of 24 years of tax returns. He demonstrated his commitment to being transparent. I love this. Right? With the American people. But why aren't they reporting on it? Why aren't they reporting on his mansions, his homes, what he's paying, who he's giving money to? They would do that with Trump, right? You would see if Trump released even 2 years or 3 years of his tax returns. What would you see happen? And you know, you got to figure Trump, you can prove that Trump gave away more money than, or donated more money than Joey B. Because he gave his whole salary away all 4 years to charity. It's $500,000 a year. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Coming to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, truly, I really, truly appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room. You know, I get crazy in the commercials. I make the mistake of reading some comments. And some of these people, I think they just like to taunt me and or just see how stupid they can be. Right? And why bother? You know what you believe or don't believe. Right? You know what you care or don't care about. And if you think it's just going to get me, what gets me teed off to a big degree is the fact that you guys speak about this stuff sometimes, some of these issues, with such authority, you almost sound like you have a clue when you actually don't have a clue. No, really, sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, well, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. All right, DeSantis does it again. You know, people think he's gearing up for a run. This is why he's doing this stuff. No, he's doing this stuff because he believes in it. And apparently so do the people, because he's got a great approval rating. So does his legislature. They've got a great approval rating. But DeSantis just banned late-term abortions in Florida, which is the right thing to do. Their abortions have been banned after 15 weeks of gestation. The law HB 5 allows exemptions when the mother's life is at risk or in danger or irreversible physical impairment. As the unborn baby has a fetal abnormality, it does not offer exceptions for rape. You know, I understand the pain. I mean, I'll never know it, obviously, but I understand the pain. Being raped, being abused, violated. I don't want to say, but a baby is still a baby. I don't want to put it that way. But if you go check out some of these websites, and they have testimonies from moms who had the courage, wherewithal, whatever word you want to use, I don't care, to go through with the pregnancy, to give birth, and to see what that child turned out to be like. Now, I know it's great pain on the mother. I get it. I get all of that. But when you hear these moms talk about the baby that they almost gave up, the baby that they were kind of being pushed to give up, and I can't speak for it. Like I said, I'll never be violated like that, if you would. And so before somebody goes for an abortion like that, why, give it a look. Talk to some of those moms. Talk to the pain that they went through. I mean, they're going through the same thing you are. Isn't that what these peer groups are all about? Aren't you all supposed to be working together to help ease each other's pains, help each other get through these things? He said, we're here today to protect life. He said, we're here today to defend those who can't defend themselves. True statement. This is a time when babies have been beating hearts. They can move. They can taste. They can see. They can feel pain. They can suck their thumbs. They have brain waves. Let that sink in. They have a heartbeat, and they have brain waves. Is that 15 weeks old and older? Right? I mean, late-term abortions are an abomination to humankind. The Florida governor signed HB 5 as pro-life activists and Republican lawmakers push for officials to investigate the abortions of five preemie-sized babies that activists say they intercepted outside a Washington, D.C. abortion clinic. D.C. officials have indicated they will not perform autopsies in the babies, prompting Republicans like Texas Rep. Chip Roy to question whether the mayor, Bowser, and her radical pro-abortion cronies are avoiding autopsies for an ideological reason. Right? DeSantis strongly criticized Democratic lawmakers who advocate for aborting babies up to 9 months. I mean, it's just evil. It is just evil. At 9 months, they can live on their own. They don't need you anymore, Mom. I don't even know how to call you Mom. They don't need your uterus anymore. The type of mindset has led to things that really shock the conscience in our society. And yet Washington, D.C. is treating it like it's a bad rash. Right? Not a big deal. Having a tooth pulled, as one Democrat put it. So callous about it. That's the thing that bothers me, too. Now, Florida legislation, all its legislation is being pushed back by Joe Biden. They just want everything open, do whatever you want, whenever you want. However you want. Center of Reproductive Rights. I love that. I think that's hilarious. Whatever. If the ban is allowed to take effect, Floridians will be forced to travel more than 1,000 miles round trip to get an abortion after 15 weeks. Get on a plane. You don't have to fly that far. You don't have to drive that long. The stakes in Supreme Court right now could not be higher, she added. Well, hey, I think you're in for a surprise in a month or so. Last night, the Republican-controlled Florida legislature passed a dangerous bill that will severely restrict women's access to reproductive health. You got to stop calling. We have to stop letting them call it reproductive health care. When you stop the reproductive health system from doing what it was meant to do, what God/Mother Nature meant it to do, how is that a health thing? Right? At that time, DeSantis' spokeswoman, Christina Pashaw, she responded to the president by asking why he did not specify the bill's protects unborn babies after 15 weeks, highlighting that the Biden administration has repeatedly refused to address where it draws the line. And they're not going to. They're evil people. After 15 weeks is when they can already feel pain. They're very, very, very close to liability. Babies have been born in 20 weeks and survived. Actually, 19 weeks and survived. All right? You don't want it? You want to abort it? Why don't you let us take it via cesarean section? Or however. And let somebody else raise that child who actually wants it. No, really, if you don't want it, not a problem. We can find somebody who does. There's thousands of parents just yearning for a baby, to adopt a baby. I can't put this picture up on the screen, obviously, but this is, I've never seen anything so horrifying. I hope I don't have nightmares tonight over this. Really. Their University of Oklahoma. You would think this wouldn't happen in Oklahoma. But I guess there's people like this everywhere. They're hosting a drag queen story hour for two-year-olds. Two-year-olds. Anybody been around a two-year-old? Anyway, the flyer said on April 9th, drag queen story hour notes that the target audience includes children 2 to 10. The drag queen story hour is geared towards small children as young as 2 years old, just days after hosting its annual Dragonfly drag show. As part of the school's Pride 2022 campaign, you hear that? Two local drag queens read books highlighting inclusion and acceptance. Why can't they read Curious George? How about Stuart Little? What do you think? That would be going, right? The Pride 2020 webpage states that activities are geared towards ages 2 to 8, but all ages are welcome to join. Other events held as part of OSU's Pride 2022 included Condom Bingo, Pride Parade, Dragonfly Drag Show, an event titled Let's Talk About Gendered Restrooms, because we all deserve to pee in peace. Hey, I used to pee on a flag on the telephone pole in peace. I don't know what to tell you. And then there's a lavender graduation, which will celebrate the graduating LGBTQ plus students. Right? Both drag queens, Ami Redo and Oliver Lycan, previously competed in Oklahoma State University's annual Dragonfly Drag Show. They read the books A Canyon Story by Michael Hall and Speak Up. Now, A Canyon Story is about a blue crayon mistakenly labeled as red. Oh! These are good, right? These guys are good? Come on. They're good. The story is used as an allegory for transgenderism. Drag Queen Story Hour events for children are rising in popularity, with Democrat Congresswoman Carol Maloney promoting them on Twitter. Don't you love it? Now, yet, let me tell you. Let me tell you what you should be doing, too. If they can come and read, why isn't it that you, some of you people that don't have regular jobs, don't go into these schools and read? We've got some great children's constitutional books, great books on our founding fathers for children. So get working. Joe Messina, your host, God bless. Listen, my Jewish friends, have a great Passover. My Christian friends, God bless. This weekend is Resurrection Sunday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.